ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth livecast. My name is Jim Case. I am your host, and I am looking forward to a great show with you all today. Before we get started, though, if you would, wherever you are, whoops, I forgot to close my screen. How did I do that? All right. So wherever you are, if you're watching us on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe and like. Let people know we're here. If you're on Facebook, whether you're on Adventures in Truth Facebook or somewhere else on Facebook watching the live feed, make sure you like and share and let people know we're here. If you go to the Adventures in Truth Facebook page, you can actually interact with the show. You'll see there where I've entered in some information. You can ask questions or you can make a comment, whatever you'd like. I'll try to do that on the show while you're here. And then, of course, there's always E360 TV, which is the amazing program, amazing station that I'm on right now. You can go to the app, E360 TV app is an app that you can get on Apple and Roku and all those guys. And it's also a freestanding app, and it's also a .com. So you can go to any of those places and watch the show live. And you can watch the library of shows that I have there as well. And then last but not least, you can go to my website, www.adventuresintruth.com. You'll see the show is live right there at the top of the screen. And then you can also listen to all the podcasts on my website as well. So I'm so glad that you're here. And let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. It's going to be a very interesting conversation. This comes directly from something. This is called the Osho Zen Tarot. I'm a fan of all kinds of things. I like anything that can help you get more clarity, that can help you understand a little more deeply the things that we encounter in this world. And this Osho Zen Tarot experience for me is quite powerful. I actually had my first experience with it when I was in Peru. And I've just found it's very Zen. It's very contemplative. It's something you have to sit with and be with. It's not, you know, it's not a lot of just sort of general information. But anyway, so I was reading a little bit, and this nothingness to nothingness is the whole journey. And it just sort of blew my mind, thinking in terms of, wow, that's really true. We came into this world without any clear idea of where we came from. And we leave this world without having any idea where we're going. And it's extraordinary to me what we've built between the two nothingnesses, and that this repetitive pattern, apparently, because if you believe in past lives, if you believe in simultaneous lives, any of that stuff, it presents a very interesting an interesting experience and a conundrum to think through about why we do what we do. So we're going to dive into that. I'm going to read a little bit more about what I read, because I think it's very profound. But we're going to look at this from a lot of different perspectives, in the sense that I want to kind of turn this around and really pick it up and look under the bottom and look at the top and really talk about this idea of nothingness to nothingness is the whole journey. There is no, you know, we manufacture the payoff. So let's get into that. We will be right back right after this, and we'll dive in. Oh, I'm on the wrong button. There we go. All right, we'll be back right after this, guys. www.fearisachoicebook.com. Please check it out. You can find the order links there for Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, Kindle, whatever you're looking for. But I'm also celebrating. This is a book release celebration anniversary, and I'm milking it for all it's worth. This book was published a year ago, and I can't begin to thank you all enough that have ordered the book, that have had powerful experiences with the book, that have shared the book. It's everything that I wanted it to be, and I'm excited to bring more. But Fear is a Choice book is available, and this book will change your life because it will change your relationship with fear. And how and why I can say that is pretty clear, because what we do is we walk through the process of understanding fear in the human experience, and then we look at how we've taken that fear of the human that's been propagated in the human experience and how we've owned it, how we've taken it on, and it's become our mantle or our consciousness, which is absolutely not who we are or why we're here. And then the last part is how to unravel that, how to disconnect yourself from the fear-based consciousness, how to potentially shift state, how to do things that will stimulate a whole new perspective. Because remember, when you're stuck in fear consciousness, you are limiting and dumbing down your experience. And dumbing down your experience because vibrationally, you are not available to more. Vibrationally, you are cut off from the things that matter most to you, your joy, your love, your success. And the reason that's true is because of the vibrational nature in the fear-based experience. And as you change that, as you spin your energy up, as you change that relationship with fear and no longer are carrying that consciousness, you open up to a world of potential and opportunity that you didn't even know was there because, or maybe you did, and now you can fully realize it. Now you can fully step into it in a much more powerful way that will, again, kind of push your trajectory in a whole new direction. So www.fearisachoicebook. I encourage you, please check it out. Thank you for those that have ordered. Thank you for your reviews. I ask you, please, if you do order the book, please review it wherever you got it, because the more people who read the reviews, the more people who get reviews, the more the book goes up. You know the drill. It just gets out to more people, and I appreciate that so greatly. So we're going to be back on the other side of this, and we'll talk some more. See you on the other side. Okay. All right. My world is good, guys. How's your world? My world is good. I hope your world is good. This movement continues to be powerful. This movement continues to be extraordinary to me. I started this in the beginning of the year as a desire to create an impact that affected people and affected me and affected my world, because I didn't like what I was seeing happening in the world. And I didn't necessarily want to become a particular type of person in order to address that. I wanted to say, hey, I'm on the planet. I'm here. What can I do? What can I change? How can I help this process move forward in a more productive way? And that is where the birth of My World is Good is. My World is Good is a simple process that doesn't require anything but your energy, your intention, and your attention. And My World is Good is a movement that I'm pushing around the world because I want us to build that momentum of goodness. I want us to build that energy of goodness that exists in all of us, that is the core of who we are. And in talking about this topic today, nothing to nothingness is the whole journey. Well, why would we put anything other than goodness in the middle? Why would we put anything other than that? Why we've come from that, we go to that. Why would we put anything else in the space with us? But we do. And because we do, here's what we can do in order to change that. This for me is about our 7.5 to 8 billion unique worlds inhabiting this planet Earth. And we are unique worlds because no one can live your life for you. No one can make life decisions for you. No one can create the life that you're going to live for you but you. So this movement is about how do we come together in our unique worlds in a way that we harmonize in an energy that helps us to build and expand that energy. And that's where My World is Good. It's a neutral positive statement. It helps to bring awareness to the goodness that's in the world because you're going to focus into it. You're going to feel into it. You're going to find appreciation in the things that are in your world right now. And you're going to feel into that and you're going to speak it. My world is good. My world is good. My world is good. My world is good. And each time you feel it more deeply, and each time that experience expands. And remember, perception is your thoughts, feelings, emotions, ideas going out from here, leaving from you, pinging into the environment, and then coming back to you and providing feedback. And so if your feedback is largely negative, it's because of what you're generating that's creating that energy. So what I want to do is change that. I want us to create a different focus and energy. I want us to create as much goodness as we can. So 10 times in the morning, 10 times before you go to bed, anytime through the day, if you feel your alignment getting wonky, My World is Good is an amazing, amazing tool that's so easy to use and so powerful at the same time. So I encourage you, and as you see these posts all over social media and all over the place, share your experiences. Give a hello. Say something in the comments. Let us know how you're doing with the process. Let us know how you're experiencing it. We appreciate hearing from you guys. And ultimately, my world is good. I want your world to be good. Join me in this and help us create an amazing world together. Appreciate you guys. Going to be right back after this break and dive into today's topic. We'll be right back. All right. Nothing to nothingness to nothingness is the journey. So I'm talking about this wonderful little thing with this Zen Tarot, this Osho Zen Tarot, which I shared with you a little bit earlier, which is pretty cool. So here it is. Nothingness. It is vibrant with all possibilities. It is potential, absolute potential. It is unmanifest yet, but it contains all. In the beginning is nature. I love this line. In the beginning is nature. In the end is nature. So why in the middle do you make so much fuss? Why in the middle becoming so worried, so anxious, so ambitious? Why create such despair? Nothingness to nothingness is the whole journey. I can't say enough of how much that just rocks my world. When I think in terms of all of the energy we put into a whole lot of things that don't matter, because in the end, we're going to experience this life as we experience this life. And what have we brought to it? What have me, what you, what have we brought to this life? What have we, in the uniqueness of who we are, in this being that showed up in this random planet in the middle of nowhere, out of the darkness, out of the nothingness, out of the no thingness, right? We came out of that into this world through our mother's womb, through the process of procreation. Okay, so, you know, mom has a space and dad has some stuff, and these two things came together and created me. Okay. So out of that no thingness, out of all potential, this potential showed up. That's the thing that's remarkable to me. Out of all potential, from the space of all potentiality, there was a moment that this potential showed up. How did that happen? I mean, we know biology, we know how those things, how that occurred. But how did this come from that space? And if that is indeed what this is, right, then how am I not showing up more magnificently? How am I not showing up in all that I am, instead of all that I am not? I came from potentiality. I am born of that potentiality, and I will go back to that potentiality when I'm finished here. Makes my head go woo, 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 because it changes for me the context of what we do when we're here. We have built so many structures and so many things in the way of just beingness that we think is about being here on this planet. And I think to myself, wow, I came from all potentiality. I came from a space of pure, beautiful love and potential. And somehow, some way, in some form, I looked at this little glistening globe, wherever I was and however I am, or whoever was looking with me, and focused into this beautiful place and went, yeah, let's go there. Let's explore that. Let's have that experience. And I kind of liken it to almost anything we do. If you think about amusement parks, right? You go to an amusement park because you want to ride the rides that feel amazing. You want to ride, you want to do things that stimulate you and excite you and feel good. And so we have these great things called amusement parks. And in these amusement parks, we go in and we pay money, a lot of money, and we stand in line for a long time just to have those moments of experience, just to have a few minutes of that vitality, of that aliveness, of that experience, because we deny ourselves that experience so much in our lives and the adventure of that so much in our lives, because we've built it, we've kind of walked in this process of what it is to be human, right? We've done this walk of, I came into the planet, so here I am being nursed into this experience through my parents and through my significant others and through the important people in the world, and I'm being molded and guided and shown what it is to be human, and to understand that I'm not worthy, and to understand that while I may be kind of worthy, if God doesn't like me, then I'm screwed. If I don't pay homage to God, then I'm screwed. If I don't do all of these things, then my life becomes for naught. And that makes no logical sense in the context of nothingness to nothingness is the journey. If we are, and I believe we are, absolutely a spark of the divine. I am coming, I came to this planet from the pure potential that exists in this universe. You came to this planet from the pure potential that exists in this universe. The uniqueness of you, the choice that you made to bring your awareness to this place so that you could explore it, so that you could, as a human being encapsulating God, be able to move through an environment that you don't understand, that you may not get along with, that you may not comprehend, but then learning how to interact with it, learning how to engage with it, learning how to make the best of it, but more importantly, learning who you are and remembering who you are in that context. And when we follow that road that has been sort of pre-paved of the human experience, all of that gets knocked out. All of that gets kind of beat out of us, as in a way, to keep us in this track of human. I am a human. I come to this place to learn about things in books, and I come to this place to go to school for 18 years. And then after I do that, I go to work for somebody else for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, trying to make a paycheck to pay rent, trying to do all of these things while the training is all about you're not enough, you're not good enough, you need to be better, you need to be more. If you wear this coat, you'll feel better. If you eat this food, you'll be awesome. If you do this diet, you'll look beautiful. If you do this college, you'll be amazing. And what we are seeing, and what we are seeing in our world right now, is it ain't flying. It ain't flying. Because context is everything. Everything. When we come to our lives from that kind of limited perspective, it changes the context, right? If you think that it's nothingness to nothingness, meaning we come from all potentiality, we leave into all potentiality. So potential to potential, what do I want to create between those two spaces? What do I want to be between those two? How do I want to experience this amazing, extraordinary experience? What if this is like the cruise that you've been trying to take for your whole life? What if in the grand scheme of things, the planet Earth was your choice to take a Caribbean cruise for 139,000 days? Right? What if that's really what this is? And we're denying ourselves that vacation. We're denying ourselves that exploration. I'm not saying don't have a job. I'm not saying don't do things that, you know, there are constructs we have created that we have to kind of live within to a certain degree. But understand that that's all limitation. Understand that that whole line of thinking is built on absolute limitation. Not even a modicum of expansion. It's all limitation. You fit in this box or you fit in this box. And if you don't fit in this box, you might fit in this box. And so we progress as humans by adding more boxes so that we can categorize the humans as they show up and march them down the pathway of their prescribed lives that have been chosen by them, by the parents that they chose to bring, well, I'm so confused. I'm not really, but it's just that's why I say these inspirational moments, these things that kind of spark my joy, it's just amazing to me. It's just extraordinary that we get to come here and have this extraordinary experience and all the things that it's about. And you can have whatever experiences you want to have. You just have to choose them. You have to know that you have the ability to create that in any moment, all the time. It's a matter of how you focus your life, your energy, your world. It's a matter of how you do that in your life every day. So that's why we talk about things like a daily practice. Things that stimulate the potential you came from and the potential you're going to. But think about this. If you came from all potential and you are a specific, gorgeous, amazing fucking piece of gloriousness that came out of that potentiality, and you started at this vibrational frequency of potential, and you came to this wonderful place called Earth to learn about you and how life works and what is energy and what is this tree thing and what is going on this planet and what is happening, and look at the extraordinary amount of nature and look at all the beings we get to share this with and look at all the reflections we have around us to tell us who we are and to share that with each other and with all of the life forms that exist here. Context is everything, guys. Context. If you are living in a limited experience of religion, if you are living in a limited experience of God, you are dumbing down your human experience. It's like being on a cruise and locking yourself in an inside cabin and only having food delivered once a week. Like, why would you do that to yourself? Why would you not get out like you do on a cruise? You hopefully can pick the best cabin. You hopefully have the best experience. You avail yourself to every possible thing you can eat and drink and enjoy in this magical environment. And now they're building these environments to include all kinds of things and amusement rides. Funny enough that I had mentioned the amusement park earlier, right? So now you can go on this cruise and go on amusement rides over the ocean to add all kinds of woo and wow to the experience. And yet we fail to realize that we're cheating ourselves of that experience all the time. We're cheating ourselves of more all the time because we've bought into this fear-based experience. We've bought into this consciousness of fear that has dumbed us down and limited us. And so my desire in bringing this forward and to say, hey, nothing to nothing, this is the journey, right? Potentiality to potentiality, that is our journey. So why would we dumb down that potential? Why would we shut off that potential? Why would we ignore that potential? Why would we believe that potential doesn't exist without somebody's permission? We're here. It happened. I'm here. I'm 57 years here. And every day is a new miracle. Every day is a new extraordinary experience. And I say that, I don't say that lightly. Again, context is everything. I don't say that lightly because while every day may not be feeling the best of everything, the fact that I get to feel it is amazing. The fact that I get to wander through and kind of peel back the layers and look at all the different parts and colors and pieces. And I walk through my world in the morning and all day long. But, you know, when I do my walks and I look at the trees and the ground and the grass and the everything and the colors and just the extraordinariness of this amazing world that we get to participate in. And that started because that spark of potential wanted to be here in a big way. And so I got here, you got here, we got here. And we are these unique sparks of the divine. We are potential realized right now. So let's do everything we can to forward that potential. Let's do everything we can to expand that potential. Let's use this playground, this cruise, this amazing cruise ship that's going through space. Let's utilize it. Let's eat all the right food and all the good stuff and enjoy the connection and enjoy the coming together and enjoy the exploration and get out of the rat race experience. Step away from the continual need to bus drive. I get it. We think that's how it's going to happen. But what I can tell you is your uniqueness, your potential is already there. You just have to harness it. And isn't that what the journey is all about? You learn about this being, this incredible, extraordinary being, and then you begin to understand what you can do in the context of this being. Sometimes we get beat down. Sometimes we create circumstances that make us really feel like we're not enough. And I encourage you to go back to that idea of nothingness to nothingness is the whole journey. That could be a mantra, because every time you get bogged down in the bullshit that doesn't matter, you can stop and go, nothingness to nothingness is the journey. I am not living in my potential. I am not living through my potential. How can I change that right now? How can I do something different? So we're going to take a quick break. We are going to take a moment to focus because it's important. And it's one of my favorite parts of the show is I get to talk with you guys. But more importantly, we get to share a moment of meditation. We get to share our energy together. This is really important to me in this context, particularly because here I am sitting in my little studio talking to you all out there all over the world. And I want to connect energetically. I want the whole construct of where two or more are gathered to unfold for us right here, right now, because we have that ability. And because it's necessary, this is how we create change. We align in energy to something greater than all of us. And then we bring all of that into the world. That's what My World is Good is about. That's what Fear is a Choice is about. That's what Adventures in Truth is about. It's what the Science of Transformation is about. It's all about the same thing. It's the same contextual growth process. The context is the same in all parts of this platform because it's all leading to the same place. And so depending on how you approach things, depending on how you process, you can enter from lots of different doorways. Isn't that amazing? You're not limited ever. Only by this, only by what you think and what you feel are you limited. So let's take that moment to focus. I believe breath is the foundation of life. It is a moment of creation every time we breathe. Breath is life force. Breath is chi. Breath is prana. Breath is the life force that courses through us. So as we learn how to manage breath, so too we learn to manage our energy. Because we begin to become intimately, where'd that word go? I have lost that word. But we become intimate with the experience of our own energy and the experience of how we breathe and how we utilize energy. And so we become more conscious of that. So as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, just come with me on this journey. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, letting yourself settle comfortably in whatever space you're in, letting yourself settle with a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth, becoming present right now in this moment, only this moment. Let all of the rest of it go. Whatever is going on doesn't need your attention this moment. Let this moment be your complete moment of focus. And as you close your eyes, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, feel deeply into your experience right now in this moment. Feel yourself migrating. Move your attention. If you take your two middle fingers, you can touch into your breastbone and feel around right into the middle of the heart. You'll feel a gentle, soft spot right in your heart space. Just gently touch that. Don't dig into it. Don't push it. The collagen in the skin is piezoelectric. What does that mean? That means that when you touch an area of the body that has an energy center, it creates a spark of energy, and that energy shoots through your system. So as you touch your heart, you ignite the heart. You ignite the heart right then and there. And as you're breathing and touching, you're expanding the heart at the same time. You're adding energy to this incredible experience. So focused into the heart, focused into where you breathe, right in the center of your chest. And just be aware of your breath as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Be aware of your breath. Be aware of how you breathe. Be aware of how breath moves in your body. Feel it. Feel it powerfully. Be aware of it. Notice what happens when you breathe. Are you a shallow breather? Are you a deep breather? Are you a forced breather? Are you a relaxed breather? Do you breathe in 360 degrees or do you just breathe up? Do you breathe into your belly, or do you breathe in the upper part of your back, or do you breathe into your back? There's so many ways that breath can come through the body. Just become acquainted with your experience. We're going to make it more conscious as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you do that, as you've settled into that experience now, I want you to turn your attention from inside the heart to just being aware of the field of your energy that is expanding outside of this physical body, this potentiality that was born. Let this energy, just be aware of the incredible amount of energy that you carry just being you, without any other things going on. You are a spark of that absolute potential. You came from that nothingness. And yet here you are in full beauty and glory and full potential. And as you feel your energy, notice how huge it is. Notice how much more of you there is than this limited version that you may ascribe to in your consciousness. And as you become aware of that magnificence of you that's in 360 degrees in all dimensions, just be aware of it. And now I want you to consciously call your field into your heart. Feel yourself coalescing this incredible energy of all that you are, focused into your heart space. Feel the power of that. Feel the tingle and the warmth and the ripples that run up and down your spine and through your body as you coalesce this energy into your heart, and you feel the heat and the expansion of that powerful energy. It's almost like it's nuclear. It's so profoundly powerful. Just be in the center of your heart in that glorious sun, that sun that is emanating from your heart because you are calling your energy into your body. Feel the sun igniting and glowing beautifully out into the universe from the center of your being. And as you do that, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, just sit in that experience while we go through the process of breathing together. We're going to inhale to a count of four. We're going to hold that breath. We're going to hold that full experience for just a moment. And then we're going to consciously choose to surrender it by purging and releasing the air to a count of six. And we're doing it to a count of six so that we can purge all the old energy and air out of the deepest parts of the lungs, preparing and getting ready for the next moment of breath. But before you get there, you go to the space of not know. You go to the space of void. You go to the space of nothingness. And within that nothingness is all potential. And then you engage the breath, and here you are, alive in your potential once again, as you inhale to a count of four. So continue to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And now let's focus that together. And we're going to inhale, starting in just a second here. We'll begin with an inhale, two, three, four. Relax the shoulders and the neck. Feel the fullness. Feel the richness. Feel the incredible feeling of fullness in this moment. And now choose to surrender it as you exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Beautiful. Now just rest in the void. There is nothing here. Relax. Be at ease. Be at peace in this space of nothingness, in this void. As you engage the lungs again, inhale. Taking in that life force, two, three, four, feel it, full, magnificent, amazing. Feel how incredible it feels to feel full of that energy. And now consciously choose to surrender it. Release it all, two, three, four, five, six, spectacular. And now just rest in that void space. Rest in the emptiness, rest in the not know, rest in the nothingness. And now engage the lungs again as you inhale. Two, three, four, feeling that magnificence, feeling that life force coursing through every cell of your body, feeling the magnificence of that incredible energy pulsing through every aspect of your being. As you surrender it now, in this moment, exhaling two, three, four, five, six. And now resting in that void, rest in that quiet, in that emptiness, in that nothingness. Be there and be comfortable. And continue to breathe on your own in the same pattern. I want you to continue this on your own as I continue to walk you through, as you take in a new wave of life force and energy, feeling that incredible feeling, feeling the tingle, as all of that energy that you've coalesced into your heart is just pulsing with aliveness, pulsing with potential, pulsing with life. It's incredible. It's extraordinary. Feel it. Be in it as you continue to breathe. Even as you surrender the breath and the energy is still there. You are just making room for new. You are making room for more. You are making room for your potential. Be there with that. Continuing the breath process, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth as you continue this counted process. And take these words, let them wash over you as you continue to breathe, as you continue to hold the light of you. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized. And from that, I create, I expand, I engage. I am. Feel that. Take a moment to just feel your magnificence. And as you continue your breath, let it settle into a rhythm, continuing to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And now consciously let your energy expand back out again. Observe it as it moves out into the universe. Look at how glorious and powerful. Look at how bright it is. Look at how glistening and incredible it is. And just continue to watch it in all directions in 360 degrees. Be aware that it continues to move out, that it continues to move out, that it continues to get bigger, that it continues to get more radiant, and that all you have to do is focus it. All you have to do is breathe and let that expanse go. And notice how as it expands even further, you can't even see the ends of it anymore. And that's the amazing thing about this process, this potentiality. We carry this magnificent energy and we interact with our environment through this energy, and it's all energetic weaving together. And it's an extraordinary experience. And that's really what we're doing on this planet, is this extraordinary weaving together of energies. Let's let the magic fly in that, right? Let's let that incredible experience take us to new heights, take us to new potential. We don't have to fight for our potential. It's right here. We simply have to acknowledge it. We simply have to step into it. Our potential is not locked into somebody else's preconceived notion about who you are, about what you are, and about what you can accomplish. You came into this world a beautiful expression of love, an expression of the divine that just showed up ready, fully loving, fully ready for love, fully capable. And as you grew, and as you became more, and as you grew as a human, you became more of who you are. Even every moment we become more of who we are, right? Because we started as a tiny cell and we expanded, we became more. And then we became more, and then we became a physical body. And then we became more because it grew. And then we became more because our functions became more. So we are continually growing in our potential every moment of every day. Because every day a cell is growing. Every day something is changing in your body, your cells, your organs, your entire being is redoing itself. They say every 7 years, every cell in your body is replaced. Every cell in your body is replaced. I think it's 7 years. That may have changed. I may be wrong about that. But it's still a cycle of process that exists. So here you are in this amazing potential that continues to grow and expand with you. So if you are in that growth and expansion and you are embracing it and you are evolving with it, then it doesn't get bogged down, then it doesn't become fat, right? Because we're waiting, because we're holding off, because we're pushing back, because we're afraid, because we're told we're not enough, because we're told we don't have enough, we don't know enough, we need enough. So we build, it sort of creates this backwash in our system. And so we begin to question our potentiality, and we begin to deny our potentiality. And not only that, we begin to restrict the flow of life force to ourselves so that we create disease, so that we create disharmony, so that we create things in our world that serve us from a different perspective, but serve us to remind us of what we are missing in our world, how we've cut ourselves off. And I want us to do something different. I want us to be something different, to embrace this idea of nothingness. To nothingness is the journey. It's incredible, right? I think it is. So this led me to something else I want to talk about today. And it really struck me. I tell you this, nothingness to nothingness is the whole journey. When you think of the magic that exists between potentiality and potentiality and all of the possibilities that are there for us, if we allow them. I was looking at a screensaver on my TV. I was at night and it was quiet and the TV was not on, but the screensaver was on, and it was a picture of Dubai at night, glitter and sparkles, and it's very pretty. And it occurred to me as I was looking at that, oh my God, humans built that. Humans built every aspect of that. Humans created everything I could see on the screen. And then I went, wait, humans created all of this. Humans created this television. Humans created this fireplace. Humans created this fake tree. Humans created my couch. Oh my gosh. We create our own reality. We have since the beginning of time. We started as a rudimentary species who had limited capabilities. And look what we do now. We continue to express potential. Even in the context of fear, even in the context of limitation, we still grow. We still become more. Now, do we all get to take that journey? Yeah, we all do. We all are. And some of us jump off the ship at different times, depending on what we're prepared for, depending on what we're ready to step into. Maybe you came in out of that potentiality, having all of this clarity, and you came into this space and the environment that you chose and the situation that you're in, maybe it's more than you thought you could deal with. Maybe you got too mired in the humanness. Maybe, you know, there's lots of possibilities there. And so people can then decide to leave, can then decide, you know what, I'm not getting there from here. This isn't the right path. And I don't know how to change it now. I've gone too far down this path. And so that's the process of going back to potentiality. I came in, I tried to exercise my potential. I'm living my life as best as I can understand it, but gosh darn it, I'm mired by all of these belief systems and ideas and things that I don't agree with, things that I don't understand. What do I do about this? How do I handle this? And we breathe. That's what we do. We start with breath. We start with a breath because the breath can begin to disconnect us from the illusion. The breath, the life force, the prana, the chi, the aliveness of who we are informs us every moment of every day. And as we breathe, and as we calm, and as we center, and as we create space with the breath, we can begin to see things differently. We begin to see the world from a different perspective. We begin to see things from the view at 50,000 feet, where we're not mired in all the bowl. We're just looking at the gloriousness of all of it. And it's okay to be there because the bowl is just that. It's illusion. It's nonsense. It's distraction. It's all distraction from who we are. Because all of that is not who we are. Some of it may be, but largely it's just stuff to be distracted by. It's stuff to be making us feel better because we're not taking the time to feel here. We're not looking at nothingness to nothingness as the journey. How do I express my potential? And I hear you. I hear you say, yeah, but I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But have you stopped to really sit in you to make sure that the step you are taking, and I'm not saying that going to school is a bad thing. I'm not saying getting a college degree is a bad thing or having a job is a bad thing. I'm saying, how are you aligned to you in those choices? How have you walked the steps of you create your own reality? We all have, and we all continue to do it. Look at the world. Nothing in this world was created by a God except you. You're the only God living on this planet that is creating things. And I say that because we are all that spark of potentiality, that spark of the divine, that spark of God. That's all of us. We all have that. We are all that, not even have it. We are all that. So how are we going to use it? How are we going to create with it? Well, for many, we create by default. We create by unconsciousness. We create by believing that the illusion is all that there is. And so I have to fight. I have to battle. I have to dig my way out of a hole that I created, or that my parents created for me, or that my life created for me, or that my God created, or my religion, whatever. This is you. This is all you. You are either striving to your potential, or you are striving to something else that will eventually lead you back to your potential, but it could be the long way around. Because if you want to be distracted by all kinds of things that keep you from focusing on what do I want to create in this magical place on my vacation on Earth, you got to create the context. And that context is you are all of it. You are. It's a brain-numbing kind of thought process at times. But the idea to me, that's why I say it just blows my mind to get that kind of inspired by a thought or by something I read where you go and your brain goes, oh my gosh, how have I not known that? And thank you for, wow, thank you to me, to the universe, to God, whatever. And I got to have that moment of inspiration. And now I get to spend an entire hour sharing all of this inspiration with you. We all get to do this. I happen to feel like this is where my potential lives right now, today, right now. I've done a lot of things in my life. I've been a lot of places in my life. But the theme that has been consistent is that I have constantly strive for that potential. Not that it's out of reach, that I can understand it, that I can embrace it, that I can integrate. No, it's already integrated, that I can express it. How do I tap into this potential in a way? Well, you got to know what all the gloriousness of this. You came from potentiality. You are going to end in potentiality. How are you going to express that glorious potential that brought you here? You are living potential. You are living, breathing, thinking, feeling, eating, shitting, screwing potential. How do you want to use that potential? Well, the first step to that is understanding you create your reality. We created and are creating that reality. God created the playground. Yeah. That's what God created. And then God sits. It doesn't sit, but you know what I mean. Euphemistically, holding space for all of these sparks of potential to come to life. Just holding space to allow the sparks to shine and fizzle if they want to show them fizzling and fighting and spinning and all of a sudden taking off. Because every single one has a different trajectory. Every single spark has a different quality that it brings to this environment. That adds to this environment. That's why you're here. You saw this environment, you saw this thing in time and space and went, this is what I can contribute to, whatever this is. I think this is contributing to the evolution of the human experience. But beyond that, it is taking the potential that we came from, expanding it, adding to it, blossoming it in untold ways, so that we can rejoin that potentiality and share that energy to make the whole even greater, to make the all ofness of God even more incredible, because God is now experiencing this time and space reality through this particular piece of potential, which is called Jim. And God is experiencing this world in time and space through a particular potentiality that is called you. I hope you can feel that. I hope that you can, at least over the course of this conversation, begin to grasp the incredibleness of that. Because it is who you are. It is who you are. And to think that you are anything less is a complete disservice to you, to your life, and why you're here. Why you chose to be here. Truly, there's so much more. We are the potential expressed from all potential. That's what I've been saying through the whole show. We are the potential expressed from all potential. Or another way to look at that is we are God expressed from God. We are a spark of the divine expressed from God. We are the potential expressed from all potential. You, me, all of it, all of us. We are all that and a bag of chips. Serious biz. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about more stuff. We'll be back. All right. Taking a quick commercial here to talk about the Activation Evolution Virtual Retreat. This is coming up November 11th, 11th to the 14th. 11th. Yep, 11th to the 14th of November. Activate your evolution. Check it out, www.activateevolution.com. It's going to be a great retreat. It's hosted by Jules Arness and Jennifer Thompson, and they're locals here in the Denver area, as it were. But this is going to be a powerful, powerful retreat where I get to present at this retreat, which I'm excited about. I'm going to be presenting on the topic of shifting state, how we change our relationship with fear by shifting state. It's going to be a powerful presentation. I'm going to give you a lot of tools that you get to use that happen and affect immediately, that create change now, that help you to tap into greater sources of you right now. So I ask you to join us. We're going to have 3 days of amazing talks, amazing people that are going to be presenting all kinds of amazing things to stimulate your evolution, to stimulate your awakening even deeper, and to give you the tools to take it to the next level. So activate your evolution. Activate your evolution. ActivateEvolution.com. Sign up today. Look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be an amazing time, and we will be right back. All right, guys. I can't thank you enough for all of the support that y'all give me out there. And even more so, I just can't thank you all for letting me. I feel so blessed. I don't like that word. I feel amazing that I get to share this stuff with you. I feel it's incredible to me that I get to talk with all of you out there, that I get to share this information, that you get to participate with me on so many different levels. And the satisfying nature of just getting to talk about this stuff. I know it sounds odd, but getting to break this down and kind of peel back the layers is so exciting and so stimulating and so deeply satisfying. And that's, you know, when you talk about coming out of potentiality and from that nothingness and exiting in potentiality, the idea that we could be on the planet doing things that bring joy, that bring love, that bring light, and we can still make money and we can still be successful and we can still be nice to the planet and we can still have what we want and recognize that it's all okay, but that we recognize the core of the illusion so that we can begin to change it. So that we each individually, as each one of us wakes up, we begin to change the mass consciousness. We begin to change the trajectory of the human experience. Because every time we dial in more deeply, every time we come to an aha moment, every time there is a breakthrough, it is a breakthrough for all, not just one. All of the souls within the group of that individual, all of the history and the genealogy of those people who have struggled with that particular issue for lifetime after lifetime, who are tied to this particular leading edge spark of potential that has shown up called Jim, and he heals something that has been unhealed for long times and releases all of the souls that have been attached to that in their effort to release that. And the souls that have come before and the souls that are here now that are doing that for me and for you and for all of us. We are all here to do that together. Remember, nothingness to nothingness is the journey. What are you going to do between with your potential? Have an amazing weekend. Thank you for being part of the show. Thank you for being part of the Adventures in Truth world. I appreciate you so much. Have an amazing weekend, and we will talk to you all again very soon. And away we go. Have a great night, y'all. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Livecast. Please like, subscribe, and share. If you'd like to learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, check it out at www.fearisachoicebook.com. Also check out Moments of Truth, a new offering from Adventures in Truth. If you'd like to work with Jim, check out www.thescientetransformation.com to book a session. Tune in live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time and every Friday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Or look for our new releases and podcasts every Monday. Until next time, be well, and we'll see you again on Adventures in Truth Livecast.